Well, good morning, good morning. This is Benita from New Jersey.
Okay.
I'd like to turn the call over to my sister, Tiffany. I'm sorry, this is, Sister Tiffany. Are you out there and can you hear me?
I can hear you, Benita. Praise God. Welcome, everybody, this morning. This is Dr. Vanessa in Dallas. And Sister Benita, thank you so much for getting everybody greeted. And as we love to say, spiritually seated on the Master's call, we extend the warmest of greetings to each and every one of you. And we know through Sister Benita, the Holy Spirit has greeted you all. And here, you know, I'm from the South, you all. And we just, again, welcome you to the Master's call on this tremendous Thursday, where God is showing himself big through each and every one of us. We are moving right along on our time of consecration. This is our 15th day of our fast. And I tell you, God has just been really moving and speaking to his people. So many of you all are on this consecration, along with consecrations and times of fasting with your own ministries. And we're just excited in Jesus, what he's doing and what he's saying, more important to God's people in this year 2012, where our theme is in 2012, all is well, where 12 establishes the government, the order of God in our lives. And on the Master's call, I'd like to let you know that this call was birthed out of purpose and direction when Dr. P.K. Roberts of Colorado Springs and myself, Dr. Vanessa of Dallas, started this journey a little over a year and a couple of months ago, where we decided to do what God had been telling us to do, which is to create a platform, a place where people could proclaim and praise the name of Jesus. So our mission statement, in essence, is every day on this call to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as you begin your day. And we're just excited as I listen to the shout-outs each and every morning from coast to coast. Boy, is God just showing his hand of favor on this call, and that our lives are being enriched because the word of God is going forth. We're being enhanced, which means to add on. As we spread our wings like the eagles that we are, we're watching God add on with eyes of faith the possibilities that he wants to do through us. And as the word of God is downloaded into our minds, our spirits, our understanding, we're empowered to go out and do great things for the kingdom. And our foundational scripture for this journey can be found in Psalms 88:13, and the 13th verse of the book of Psalms reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We know that each and every morning as we lift up the name of Jesus, there's power in that name. As we call on him, we know that he is a God that hears and utmost answers our prayers. So on the Master's call, we're excited to be a place where we commune, where we convene, where we gather as the eagles that we are and receive the Rhema, Word of God. Now, on this site, we have an archive, a website that each and every message since we began our journey back on October 25th of 2010, boy, does time fly, has been archived. And we encourage you on this time of consecration as you're pressing in to hear thus saith the word of God, first for your life and then for those around you and for our TMC family and our artist family and the body of Christ. We're encouraging you to spread the word, be that minister in the marketplace. Open your mouth and let people know about the message of God that goes forth on this call. And refer them to our website at www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Again, it's the Masters with an S, morningcall.wordpress.com. And I tell you, there they can eat, as the song says, guide me, O great Jehovah, feed me till I want no more. There's plenty to eat and feast your spirit and your mind. Take a word break. And if you need some peace, if you need some encouragement, if you need some instruction, but at most, if you just need to hear a word from the Lord, you can always find it there. Another one of the mandates that God clearly placed on Dr. PK and I's heart when we started this journey was to be pillars of prayer, to be a place where you can bring your prayer requests and bring your concerns about what's going on in your life, and we would consider it an honor to bathe them, to be midwives of prayer, to pray until something happens and push forth the will of God in your life. And we encourage you to send those prayer requests, and definitely when God moves and manifests, the praise reports to the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. Don't forget to put the T-H-E, Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. We have been so humbled, and we are so honored, and I mean from the bottom of our hearts, we consider it a privilege to pray for you, and the praise reports that we receive have blessed us and remind us why this call is a strategic assignment, and we're honored that God chose us and you to be a part of our Master's Call family. And we're not an elitist group. We're always looking for prayer warriors. We're always looking for someone to raise their hand and say, yes, I want to be a frontline warrior to pray and to stand in the gap for others, because I know when I take care of God's business, the Word promises that He'll take care of ours. So we have been blessed to have some awesome prayer warriors who have stepped up to the plate, who you hear greeting you and hosting the call and ministering the word as they're spreading their wings and flying. And we need more. I know God has tugged on many more of you to say yes. And we're excited about our new two prayer warriors, Benita, who you heard this morning, and Tammy, but there's a whole bunch more. And we just want you to be obedient to the Spirit of the Lord and join us, because truly the rewards are more than you can imagine. Now, the thread that God used to knit our hearts together, the reason for this call, was birthed out of a need with Artists International to pray, to lift up this Christian company. Over 22 years, a family, the Diaz de Leon family out of Mexico, started this health and wellness company, and they carried the baton safely through the years. Mama Diaz de Leon is a true prayer warrior, and Dr. PK and I just decided that we wanted to be part of that hand extended to pray for our company, and many of you on the line who are artist distributors, we encourage you to go to your back office and read and learn about all the exciting things that are going on. There's a website. Artist is spelled A as in Apple, R as in Robert, D as in David, Y as in Yellow, S as in Sam.com /Vision 2012. And for those of you not an artist, we're encouraging you even more so to get back with the person who invited you, but to go look at that website, because without a vision, the people perish. But our company has a clear vision, and it involves us looking to Jesus for our direction, and then us putting our hands to the plow and our feet to the ground and running on, as the old folks say, to see what the end's going to be. And we're encouraging everyone to mark your calendars for March 9th, 10th, and 11th, where all roads head to Las Vegas, where we'll be having our annual extravaganza. So please visit your website, those who are distributors, and get all the information you need. We're going to be having a live call, the Master's Call there from Las Vegas, so we can put names with faces and hug necks and just continue to celebrate Jesus. So we are excited about the call today, as we are every day. I tell you, Pastor Chuck's show had a shouting and happy yesterday, and we're going to soar even higher. So I'm going to ask Minister Willa if she will come on the line now and open us up with a word of prayer so that we can get the call started and have our speaker come right on up and continue on this morning. Minister Willa, are you there?
Yes, Dr. Vanessa, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Praise God. Psalm 55:16 says, "But I will call to God, and the Lord saves me. Evening, morning, and noon, I will call out in distress, and he hears my voice." So we thank you, O God. We thank you, Lord, that we can come to you each and every hour of the day, morning, noon, and night. Father, that we don't need a number to come to get to you. We don't get a busy signal. There is always a clear connection to you, and you always answer our prayers. Father, we are just so thankful for the prayers and the breakthroughs that we have experienced. Hallelujah. Glory being to God during this consecration. We thank and praise you, O God, for purifying our hearts and our minds and drawing us closer to you, O Lord, so that we can even just feel you breathe on us in Jesus' name. We thank you. Father, you told us that we ask you to forgive us of our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So we right now stand before you asking you for forgiveness, O Lord. We thank and praise you, Father, for the master's call. We thank and praise you, O God, for the founders of Artists International, the Diaz de Leon family, and Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa, the founders of this call. We thank you, O Lord, that we can gather at your throne early in the morning to hear your word, to get our marching orders for the day, to know what thus says the Lord, not just for ourselves, but that we can encourage and be a blessing to someone else. So, Father God, we just ask right now that you touch the mouth of the speaker this morning. Oh, Father, we thank and praise you that your word is saturated with your anointing, and your anointing saturated with your power, saturated with your Lord. Use her, oh Lord, like you've never done before. We thank and praise you that the airways are already clear, that everything that is said will go forth with clarity from her voice to our ears without any interruption from the devil, Lord, and we just bind him and put our foot on his neck and cast him out, not only off this airway, but off of our lives in Jesus' name. And we loose your power. We loose your precious blood. We loose the anointing. We loose everything that you have given us the power to do in Jesus' name. And we go forth and call it done and seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus. Amen. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God. I tell you, I felt the power in that prayer. Well, I tell you, our speaker this morning is absolutely no stranger to this call. She really is our little Miss Sunshine. Don't know why there's a lot of static on her line. Hopefully, I don't know where you are, speaker, but it's coming across with a lot of background static. Let me go ahead and introduce her so she can kind of adjust. She's born and raised in Southern California. She is our sunshine, and we hear almost every morning from Eaglewood, California. And I mean, that's a big early in the morning. She is a graduate of California State University, Long Beach, and has served in many offices in her growing up in the church, in the National Baptist Convention, is an anointed psalmist of the Lord. And currently she's employed by the city of Culver City, California, their transportation department. She is an extremely active artist distributor and keeps up with everything that's going on with artists. Loves her son, Kalon, who she affectionately calls her young man of God in training. Want to introduce the summit, present to others, Evangelist Tiffany Lauderdale, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. Am I in a better place now?
Just a little, but we'll go on. It's a lot of static that we hear in the background.
Okay. To God be the glory. God bless you. God bless you.
You must have a word, I tell you. That's all right. Just go on, and we'll be blessed by it.
Okay. God bless each of you, and to each of you, the Master Call family, I love you greatly, and bless God for each of you. This morning, I'm just going to begin my word this morning with just a little song that has been in my spirit, so I hope this ministers to you as it has ministered to me. Take me to that place,
Each
For in him we live and move and have our being. As your own poets have said, we are his offspring. See, we live in him and we move in him and we have our being in him. So that just tells us and that reassures us that God is not far from us. Even when we're in those dark places, and when we're in those places that we feel that there's no way out, see, God is with us. All he wants us to do is seek him and to call on him, and he is ever present with us. And I just thank God that he's an awesome God, because no matter where you are on this line this morning, just know that God is with you, whether it's in California, whether it's in New Jersey, whether it's in Texas, whether it's in Tennessee. God is with you. I thank God that God is here. Point number three, Deuteronomy 36 says, God will never leave us. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. See, Moses reminded the people of Israel that God had promised them that he would remain with them. He promised that he would protect them. He promised that he would bless them. He promised that he would fight for them. And see, that promise still lives on today, because he promises us the same thing, that he will remain with us no matter what we go through. Even when we turn away from him, he is still ever present with us. And see, he blesses us every day, even when we least expect it. You may be down to your last dime, but God may send someone with food to your home. God may send money in the mail. You go to the mailbox and wonder, where did this come from? That's nothing but the hand of God upon you. See, God fights for you, too, even when you go through battles. The Bible says, vengeance is not mine, said the Lord. So it's not up for us to fight our battles. If we just give them to the Lord, he will work it out. See, even when we turn away, he turns towards us. He's with us in our cars. He's with us in our homes, in our churches, in our business. Wherever we go, God is with us. We just need him. We just need to call on him and trust and know that he is there. James 4:8 says, come near to God, and he will come near to us. So as we seek God, as we stretch out our hands toward him, as we're seeking to obey his will and to obey his plan and his purpose for his life, he is here with us. So I tell you this morning here on the TMC call that no matter what you're going through, just stand. No matter what comes your way, just stand. The battle is not yours. It is the Lord. And I say to you today, God is here. I love each and every one of you, and I hope that you will have a trustful Thursday. God bless you. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for that word. God is good. And that is so true. We serve a good God. And she gave us her 3 points of God has been with us since birth, even though it may not feel like it or look like it. The hand of God has been with us, and God is not far from us, and God is here. And as she sang that song, ushering in us in even more into the presence of God, we just celebrate, especially during this time of consecration, during this time of pressing in. We're not satisfied with hanging out in the outer court. We're not going to be average in the inner court, but we want to dwell in that holy of holies and know that God is good and his mercy, his peace, his guidance, it endures forever. I'm going to ask Minister Robin to come now. We've got plenty of time to go over our prayer requests and to lift up the people of God and their needs and their desires as we end the call and cover that message. Minister Robin, our prayer general. Are you there, Minister Robin? You're unmuted.
Dr. Vanessa, can you hear me?
Now I can.
Oh. Hello.
Okay, go on, Minister Robin. You're there.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, because you are with us. And you said you would never leave us nor forsake us. So we thank you for your presence, because we know that in your presence there is fullness of joy. And we know that there is nothing that is missing in our lives, Father. Lord God, we come before you and we lift up your children to you. Father God, you said that when we put you first, all these other things are going to be added unto us. So, Father, because we trust in you and we lean not into our own understanding and we acknowledge you in all of our ways, we know, Lord God, that everything is going to be done according to your plan and purpose for our lives. Father God, I thank you because you are Jehovah Shalom, the God of peace. You said, Lord God, that your peace will surpass all understanding. Your peace will guard and garrison our hearts and our minds. So for those individuals who do not know what to do, Father, their steps are ordered by you. You're guiding them. You're directing them. And as they lean not to their own understanding, you will tell them exactly what they need to do, when to do it, and how to do it. Lord God, we thank you for your favor. Your favor goes with those who need you, Lord, because you are their judge. You, Lord God, go before them. You have given them favor, Father God, and all situations will work out for their good according to those who love you and are called by you according to your purpose for their life. You are the healer. You are the deliverer. You redeemed their lives from destruction. You yourself took sickness away from the midst of them because healing belongs to your children. You said everything that has a name must bow to the authority of Jesus. Cancer must bow. Strokes must bow. Tumors must bow. Anything that was not planted by you must be uprooted in the name of Jesus and will not return a second time, according to Naaman 1:9. Father God, healing belongs to your children, and your son Jesus came with healing on his wings, and he himself bore their sickness. And you said, Father God, none of these diseases would touch your people, so we thank you for that. We thank you because you are our joy. You are our strength. You are our banner. You are our protector. And as we take all of these prayer requests, those that have been spoken and those that are unspoken, you hear the prayers of your people. And we rejoice because we know your word is not going to return void. Your word has gone forward. Your word is going to accomplish every single thing that it has been set to do. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory because you are great. And all is well in 2012. And we rest on that, and we acknowledge that, and we will walk in the fullness that you have given each one of us because you are with us. In the name of Jesus. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God, for closing out in prayer and lifting up the prayer request of all of our TMC family. We thank you, Minister Tiffany Evangelist, for reminding us that we do serve a good God. And even though we're in this world, we're not of this world, and our God is good. And any fiery dart that comes at us, we must remember that he, according to his word in Genesis 50, that 20th verse, what the devil may mean for bad, God will turn it around for our good and his glory. Oh, we thank you, Minister Willa, for opening us up in prayer. And to you, Miss Benita, thank you for seating and greeting us. And to our entire Master's Call family, we praise God for each and every one of you. And on this 15th day, a little more than halfway for those who are going the 21 days, and for those of us who are the marathon saints to 40 days, we still are persevering and pressing in. And we're asking you especially this day to be really quiet before the Lord, not as much conversation, and really press in asking God to speak to your heart, to revelate to your mind and your understanding and illuminate to make the light so bright you can't miss the path that he wants to take you on. And as he orders our steps, our thoughts, our desires, our will, and as we ask him to crucify the desires of our flesh on this consecration, I have absolutely no doubt that the Lord we serve, oh, he is that good God that's going to show up and show out. So as we end each and every call, we want to ask you, as you are on this consecration, to say, Lord, make your will clear for my life so that I will submit and I will obey to your call on my life. Everybody's call is different. Everybody's journey is different. And Master, show me the call you have, and I will submit and I will obey and be that minister in the marketplace, building in the kingdom for his glory. Go out and have an awesome, thankful Thursday, and we look forward to hearing you shout out on tomorrow on Friday. Be blessed. Bye-bye.